Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Jesus once said, take heed how you hear. The way you measure it, it will be measured to you again. Again, we're faced with a choice to hear words. Our words can make the difference. People can choose to hear. They can hear and choose to reject what they hear. And it was on my mind this morning, on my heart really, that knowledge can war against knowledge. What do you believe and why? Whatever you believe dominantly can interfere with what you believe in opposition. If it's the Word of God, the Word of God will drive out the world at your will. The Word will expose to you the problems of darkness, and then people are faced with a choice. They will drive it out. If they really want to love and follow God, they'll drive out the darkness. If they love something in the darkness, they'll allow it. These are called allowances. Sometimes allowances happen because people haven't seen other people drive out the darkness. But yet, nevertheless, it's an allowance. They didn't really want it, but they didn't do anything against it. This may sound crazy, but consider it for a moment. Sometimes families, you know, usually large families, in their normal everyday speech and language, they raise their voice to get their point across. Because if they don't, somebody else will get their point across. And that becomes their way. The Word of God gives you a visual of how God does things and how God solves problems. And he doesn't, you know, he spoke to Isaiah with a still small voice, words full of power, righteousness, honor, wisdom, dignity. And it trumped everything that was going on in the world then. The Word of God will show you how to conduct yourself, how to get your point across, how to speak sound words that can't be condemned. Because the words of God has life. But because of the habit system, they just do what they saw others do without considering the effects and their way of raising their voice to get their point across. Until they go to a job and they go to a board meeting and they see others don't do that, and they quell their habit system. Or at church, when people don't stop the pastor while he's preaching. Or if they all go out to dinner, they conduct themselves differently than they would at home. People can, when it's important, they can turn it off. Or they can judge things by the Word, consider it, and adopt the Word as their new way of life. Many times Christians, they don't do much about the habit system. It's not really best, but it's just that way. It's not altogether wrong. Sometimes it's good to raise your voice to get your point across. I'm just using that for an example, but our habit systems are so varied. I had to select one to give example. I used it before, so I just use it again. Some people are the reverse of that. They are quiet because they're used to other people getting their points across. you know, the youngest child, for instance. They're used to being overtalked by the older children. People have different habit systems, and they allow things in their life that they don't really have to. And then it takes courage and bravery to go forward and take a stand for what's right. And then there are reserves. The Lord taught me about reserves first. Those are the things that people hold back from God. They don't really mean any harm, but they do it anyway. They allow themselves to say a few negative words, for instance. When it's time to repent, they make excuses. Those are reserves. And then people allow things by default. They don't really know that it's going to harm them if they allow some things in their life. But they didn't drive it out. They didn't use the knowledge of the word to drive it out. All forms of darkness really should be driven out of our system. When you praise and worship God and go in His presence, you'll start seeing these things. Everything in the light is exposed for what it is. And then you can pray and do something about it. Sometimes you don't even know it. Sometimes the things people allow is things like doubt, unbelief, fear. And it works again. That knowledge will war against the knowledge of God and seek to hinder you from doing your purpose. The enemy uses wrong knowledge, lack of knowledge, and rebellion against knowledge as a weapon against you and God. If he can get you in unbelief or forms of rebellion, he can stop the assignments that God wants to give you. That's going to benefit you more than anything. When we're guided by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is after redemption and sincerity. He will set things up for your words to be His words. And then the knowledge that He's relaying through you, people will trust it because you seek to live a holy life. And they know where you're clumsy, but they know where you're righteous. They know that you mean well. That carries a lot of weight among people, and God can use you. Sometimes the Lord can use you in spite of where you're clumsy, because people know that you're trying to do right and they can sense it. People are very wise and smart. My customers used to see that it was important to me to keep my word. So they try to get me to promise. They still do it. They try to get you to promise to get their car next or start on it next week or the fastest day you can get to it. And I can't promise those things. Working on cars is not like baking cakes. There's a lot of variables. Things go wrong. Surprises happen. Bolts are tight. Bolts are rusted. And they can hold you up another day. And if you, God forbid, forget something, you have to tear it back down and fix it over. So it's important. You know, people can tell that you're trying to do right, and they'll try to get you to give your word ahead of time. And the Lord had to tell me, stop giving your word so much. You can't do all these promises. You've been, you know, when I caught on, I had to obey God and make adjustments. I said, I can't promise this and that. That way they can go on and make other arrangements, or they just have to wait. They won't be expecting me to show up on Tuesday, and I just can't do it. It's important to follow God. All the little details of life, it's easily solved by the Word of God. The Word of God will even give you the courage and bravery you need to, the courage and the bravery you need to go forward. God loves us. Now, as we go forward doing His perfect will, we make a greater difference. And the Word can cause you to live beyond your years. And it will astonish older people. They'll wonder at you. How did you know this at such a young age? What school did you go to? A man called me on that listened to the radio broadcast. He asked me what college I went to. I said, I go in the Lord's presence. You know, when I went to Refuge Temple, Elder Lewis had a, he was qualified to teach out of college, and he taught a class for the ministers at the church. And we took a whole course. It was a good course too. And it was, you know, it was a good experience. But mainly I spend time in the presence of the Lord, and I hear His word. I listen to His word often so that I can do it. I don't study to minister more than I study to live. I study to live, and then ministry happens. Nevertheless, the Lord can give you a teaching, but I use it to live by, and then I got a hold of it, and then I can minister. I make adjustments because the knowledge of God is at war with the knowledge of Satan. And the knowledge of Satan is at war with the knowledge of God. That's why sometimes when people hear the word, they believe it on a meter more Satan's way than God's. And then when they hear God's way, they challenge it. But when you listen, you have to have ears to hear. Remember this, when you hear the word of God, it's first peaceable. Love is in it. Wisdom is in it. It's holy. It's not wrong. And sometimes it's more than what you're used to and different than the way you've known God, the word to be delivered. Sometimes the way people deliver the word, that's how you expect God to do it all the time. But one thing you got to understand, everybody who gets saved, they receive the Holy Spirit inside. And they have the knowledge of God. And they have a relationship with Him. And they know, they learn from the Lord just like any other. Anybody, you know, but they learn different because their life experiences are different. Where they come from is different. The parents they had are different. Their upbringing is different. And they see aspects of the word differently than others. And sometimes that's precisely what the Holy Spirit needs to get that certain point across. So, when people are used to hearing the word from one person, they expect others to do what he did, and they measure the word by how they heard it through that one man of God or woman of God. But when another man or woman of God comes around, they're going to do it the way they do it. Now, if they all went to the same school, they're groomed the same way. If they came out of the same church, they're groomed a certain way. And ministers, they preach things in a way that they believe it'll be accepted. But when you follow the Holy Spirit, there's more than meets the eye. And you have to learn to receive. I like listening to other ministers, other men of God. Nobody has a lock on God. God's word is like an onion. And there are layers of truth within the same scriptures. Sometimes more than one person is right and their interpretation is right, but sometimes people see different aspects that others missed out on. It happens all the time. And sometimes people say things, I consider it, and then I take it to the Holy Spirit. He's the one helping me to understand it in its right relationship. Coming to an understanding of the word, that takes diligence. That takes, you can't do it without diligence. You'll never understand it without using the word of God in your life. The interpretation the Lord gave me for the word understanding is knowing things in their right relationship. And I love the Holy Spirit. He guides me into all truth, and He helps me see it in its proper context. And what happens from there, I can make the necessary adjustments I need. And I still need to make a lot of adjustments. I'm not really satisfied with how my life is going. I want things to, you know, I want to work with better balance. I want to be able to go to bed a little earlier. I want to manage my money a little better with more skill. There are skills I desire to have. And I ask, and I say, Lord, the way I'm doing things is not, I'm working against myself sometimes. When you're tired and you're not organized, things get, you make mistakes. And the Lord is long-suffering with me. He loves me. He doesn't throw things in my face. When I fail, when I do something I shouldn't do, I repent. I ask the Lord to help me not to do better, and He does. And Jesus says, "Seek and you will find. Knock, it will be open to you." And the Lord is right there with me to help me do these things. He cares about us. The knowledge of God is at war with the knowledge of Satan. And all the words that were spoken by the serpent, we got to drive those words out. People get on Adam about his decision to eat that fruit. But remember, you're in the same position. There are descendants that's going to come out of your loins. Or they already have. And the choices you make gets in their DNA. Your ways, your presentation of life before your children, they're going to form habits out of that. So it behooves us to get a good hold on the Word of God. We bear fruit after our type, after our kind. And because we bear fruit after our kind, we have to consider the things of God to be true. We have to understand the Word of God is at war with the words of Satan. And we have to choose which one we're going to do. Allowances are hidden. Reserves are even hidden. Sometimes we kept it on purpose by default, and it's taking us to a place we really don't want to go to. But nevertheless, continue to hear and receive and cherish the Word of God. And you, my friend, will be able to do all that's in God's heart. You will be able to go forward. You'll gain greater abilities, and you'll find yourself standing where you normally would have failed, and you'll find yourself succeeding instead of staying the same. You can win in life. It's a decision that you make. And the way you make decisions to make the difference. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.